talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, a Getaway Friday, Friday, January the 11th, 2019, 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Marge Hazelett taking a week sabbatical, Charlie.
Well, what's a sabbatical?
It's a week off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does that have something to do with the Sabbath?
It does. It's she's taking the Sabbath off.
Okay.
Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the show today, everybody wants to know about the weather. Everybody wants to know about the weather. And since we don't know anything about the weather, we're going to go to WSYX-TV's Jim Ganahl, and he's going to tell you about the weather. Here you go. We have a guest this hour. I thank him so much for taking time out of his busy schedule to join us here, because we do have a little winter weather creeping up. Imagine that, here in Ohio in January. Winter weather coming tomorrow, and people seem to be a little worried. There have been modules and information put out on Facebook that is not necessarily the most accurate. So to help us clear all that up, WSYX meteorologist Jim Ganahl. Jim, how are you?
Good morning. Pretty nice day today, huh?
Yeah, not too bad for Ohio in January.
No, and we've had no winter to speak of so far. This is on a weekend, which is good. It's also a light, fluffy snow, which is good. And there's not going to be a lot of wind, so that's good, too, and not any extreme temperatures. So this is just your typical all-day snow, Saturday into Sunday morning. Marion should get about 2 inches, 3 to 4 down by Columbus, and then 4 to 6 down by the Ohio River.
Now, Jim, I saw one of your posts yesterday where some modules have been shared. What is happening there?
Well, somehow it got triggered on Facebook to post a post from a year ago, which had a model showing 2 inches and a model showing 23. So we don't know where that came from, but once it's out there, then everybody sees the 23 and scrambles. But that wasn't, if you looked at the date on it, it wasn't even for this event.
So tomorrow morning, what time would we expect the snow to start arriving?
About 10 o'clock in the morning. So you have about an inch by 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And a couple of inches for Marion, and then you get 3 to 4 down by Columbus. So a light, fluffy, without a lot of wind on a weekend, and high temperature about 30, it should be a very nice snow.
Is this something that is going to stick and make travel difficult?
I would not expect terribly difficult travel. Of course, you got to watch bridges and overpasses, and you have to watch secondary roads and the intersections, because the constant starting and stopping can make them kind of slippery. But, I mean, this is nothing unusual for January in Ohio.
Absolutely. Is there anything coming up in the near future that we should be aware of?
Well, the pattern changes just a little bit. We haven't had any clippers at all this winter come down from the northwest. Every storm has been coming up from the south, and they've been giving us too much warm air, and we've had rain. We've been in a pattern where we have these storms at the end of the week. So I expect by the end of next week, there'll be another one, followed by another one the following weekend. So both of those appear to be able to tap a little more colder air.
Now, once this storm does happen tomorrow, are the temperatures looking to be on the upswing after the storm?
Well, it's just going to be generally a 30 to 35 degree pattern for 4 or 5 days, so.
And before we let you go, Jim, what are some important things that people should remember during a winter storm?
Well, leave a lot of distance between the car in front of you. Don't brake on bridges and overpasses. Be patient. and clean off your windshields.
And put your headlights on when you have your windshield wipers on.
Well, you have to in Ohio when there's any precipitation. It's the law, too.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you so much for taking time to join us to clear all that up.
Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jim Ganahl, there it was. Now you have the weather report. Thank goodness. Not a big snowstorm tomorrow, just a couple inches.
Can we hold him to that?
We're going to hold Jim to that. And later on, we'll hear from Ben Gelber before the program's over, and we'll get his weather forecast, which is similar.
Now, Jim Ganahl claims, what, 2 inches for here and 4 inches for Columbus?
But it doesn't start till 10 in the morning, so don't worry about it tomorrow. So let's start today's program with the interview that played before this interview, because it's been in the Marion Star 2 days this week. Mayor Scott Schertzer and his line item veto of the Marion Municipal Court's budget. Now, Charlie, you say you've heard the interview now 2 or 3 times.
3 times, yes. You mean you got to put me through that again?
Why play it again? Let's just put this show off today and we'll just play that interview again.
Well, we could.
So what do you understand?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Didn't get anything from that, huh?
Not really. I'm not interested in that part of politics and procedures, which candidates for offices should be aware there are procedures and legalities other than, hey, I'm so-and-so, I need your vote.
Well, what I didn't understand was $177,000 had been set aside for the Marion Municipal Court, and it was read 3 times and voted on by City Council. City Council voted on it. The mayor thought it was too much money, knocked $100,000 off of it with the line item veto, and Judge Ballinger sent a court order over to get the $177,000. So at this point, the mayor's talking to his legal counsel, and the judge is talking to her legal counsel, and we don't know where that'll go. What do you think, Brandy?
Let the lawyers figure it out.
Well, what is...
That's
what,
right.
But if Monday they allocate this money for a police officer, what I don't understand is, let's say the judge wins her case. Well, if the $100,000 went for the police officer, where does another $100,000 come from?
That's a good question.
Mm. And I don't know that
ask
anybody's...
Ask the average citizen if they give a hoot.
Well, they keep putting it in the
should,
Star.
But
they keep
putting it
in the newspaper.
But the average Joe doesn't care about the intricacies of the politics and procedures. You do something that attracts our attention, though.
I think they do more than they used to. I think people used to follow Hollywood and buy the Inquirer. Now I think they watch news channels and they pay attention to C-SPAN. It's a different world. People do care about... The stories about the mayor, they never used to make the front page like that. But 2 days this week, that was on the front page of the paper. Lead story.
This is a little bit of a sidebar, but my husband and I used to tease our children when they were being naughty, but like not bad enough to actually be punished. We used to say, okay, you're misbehaving, sit down and turn on C-SPAN. Watch C-SPAN.
It is boring. It is very boring to watch C-SPAN.
Not boring for me.
You like C-SPAN?
I like C-SPAN.
I don't
get
it.
Oh, C-SPAN's boring.
I have an antenna.
And you don't get C-SPAN?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You can get it online, too.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. They give that channel away.
I don't care.
They can't charge people for that.
If I can't get enough of my antenna.
Well, before we leave the political realm this week, we'll do one more here, because it's what everybody else is talking about when they're not talking about local politics. The government shutdown, as of today, I believe, becomes the longest in the history of the government. 3 weeks. People will not get paid today. FDA, aviation people will not get paid. They're working on, military will not get paid. They're working on a furlough. We had speeches Tuesday night. Some people want a wall. Some people don't want a wall. When's this going to end? Is somebody ever going to compromise?
Well, now this is the longest that the government's been... Okay, so this sets a record. Now that record needs to be beaten sometime.
Does it?
See, you got to have a record to break a record.
Yeah, but it's not a good record to have. I don't
no,
think.
But
let's
you
not
know.
Let's not break this record.
I don't understand, really. We know what one side wants. We know what the other side doesn't want. Why can't they sit down and find a common ground? Isn't that the point?
Not as long as there's two different parties.
There's always been two different parties. We've never had a shutdown like this.
And going forward, I this is something that I hope people think about when they're electing officials. Is this person capable of compromise? Have they ever shown that they're capable of changing their mind and or giving up a little bit of something in order to get a bigger prize? Because this is ridiculous.
Wait till the traffic controllers not report to duty. Then you'd see a big...
What's going to happen?
Our food's not getting inspected.
Well, the food is not getting inspected. That's going to be a big deal. And the question is, who's going to be to blame? That's the question. Because that's where people won't like it. Eventually, well, here's what I believe is going to happen. I believe one of two things is going to happen. Number one, Trump will try to declare a national emergency, which I think we're getting very close to. And if he does that, that'll just go to the Supreme Court before any money's brought out. So we don't know if the money will or will not happen. The Senate is going to just sign it. There's going to be too much pressure on them, and they're going to sign the bill without the wall and forge ahead. One of those two things is going to happen.
Okay, the question is, do we really need the wall?
Well, I don't know. It depends on who you ask. My understanding is that we don't own all the land that where the wall would be built. The topography is not conducive to a wall, and that 60% of the drugs coming in are coming in by plane. So I don't know.
Well, that means the TSC people are
right
missing
now, and there is money in this budget to shore that up.
Well, I'll answer Charlie's question and just say no.
No.
Well, we don't need the wall.
But you know what? I don't want to discount the people who want the wall because they want the wall. You know, there are American citizens who want the wall, and you got to do the bidding of the American citizens, and that's the way it goes. Everybody's got an opinion.
What happened to the soldiers we sent down there to the border? I haven't heard anything about them.
It's because they went home.
Did they go
and
home?
And there was no, I mean, the caravan was,
I don't
like,
think
the after
caravan,
the election, it just, poof, disappeared magically. No longer an emergency. Nobody's talking about the caravan. It's a miracle.
I just wish we could compromise. Why can't these people get in a room and compromise? Why can't we say, okay, we'll do this and I'll do this? That's what is supposed to happen.
Well, the other day Trump said, you know, ask. And Pelosi said, what'd she say?
No.
No. I said, well, and I give him credit for just walking out and saying bye.
But that's not what's supposed
to
happen.
That's not compromise. That's the problem.
Right. She's got to stop saying no, and he's got to stop walking out. You know, both of them are getting paid during this.
Yeah, well, that's right.
So they need to sit
but
down.
But the president isn't getting paid.
The president is not accepting a salary, but the hotel in Washington that bears his name, I think he's making some money.
You mean the government's paying through the hotel his salary?
The people who stay at the hotel are paying money that does go to the president's company.
Okay. But, I mean, Trump does not draw a paycheck from the U.S. government.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought he draws one but then donates it. That
yeah, he donated. Yeah, right, so that money will not be donated at this point, I guess. Okay. To the soldiers, I think, is where it was going. The vets, I think.
Who knows?
But the point is, why does it have to be that way? Why does it have to be, give me the wall, no, goodbye? Why can't they sit in there and come up with a happy medium?
Yeah, can you put yourself in that position?
Yes, I compromise all the time.
Okay.
Leader has ever succeeded with all or nothing?
Only monarchs.
You get in trouble when you do all or nothing.
It's not even something that is worthwhile. Like if you're going to pick a hill to die on, that would not be the one that I would choose personally, because we know that there is a large contingent of citizens in this country who are opposed to the wall. Like, pick something that, you know, maybe the Congress is opposed to, but the citizens are not. Something that you actually have large backing for. This is not it.
Yeah, but I understand why President Trump is doing this. He made this promise.
Right.
And he's got to do something. He's
He said Mexico would pay for it, and so far they're not going to pay for it. So they keep bringing
yesterday,
that up. You said Mexico's going to pay for it, and they haven't.
But yesterday he said that was just words.
That's all he ever says is just words. Yeah. That's the problem. He's not a good negotiator.
Did anybody
he wrote a
think
book about it,
that
and
Mexico
he still
was going to pay for it? I mean, did really anybody ever buy that? Charlie, did you really think Mexico was going to pay for it?
Well, no, I never, no.
So, I don't think anybody believed it.
I think maybe a few.
But where are those people now?
Oh, wait till some of our car plants come out of Mexico back to the United States.
Are they?
There's been talk of it, yes.
The people who believed that Mexico was going to pay for the wall are also now believing Donald Trump when he says that Mexico is in fact paying for it indirectly through his amazing new deal with Canada and Mexico.
Well, then, shouldn't we just wait for that money? And there we go.
Well, tell that to the president.
That's what I would do. I mean, wouldn't you, Charlie? If there's money coming on the back end to pay for the wall, why not sign the budget, wait for the back-ended money, and then be done with it?
Hmm.
Well, the other problem is that this issue right now, the passing of a budget in Congress, is not happening. This isn't a one-off. We've had years now of not having any actual budgets get passed. It's continuing resolution after continuing resolution, and there's always somebody who's saying, no, I will not pass this budget. I mean, it's there's a problem in Congress. I know that the president said he was going to take responsibility for this shutdown, that he wanted this shutdown, and he was going to take responsibility for it, but I think that is really the symptom. The problem is actually that we have a Congress who is not getting it done,
Maybe I'm misunderstanding here, but hasn't the Congress and the Senate, Republican and Democrat, haven't they all said this budget is okay?
That's, not all of them.
Well, but I mean the majority, which is how it works.
Right, yes.
Right, so...
Yes, in this specific instance. But now, again, we could, in fact, pass this budget. There is provision in the Constitution for having a veto-proof majority
Senate.
Passing. Yes.
And the Senate's
and the
not
Senate
doing
won't
that.
Do it.
Senate won't do it.
So who's the problem here? Is it, I mean, President Trump is clearly a piece of it. But there's another issue
right.
at
you
hand.
Cannot,
it's the Congress.
You should not be blaming President Trump for this. He's allowed to veto, which he hasn't done. Because Mitch McConnell hasn't signed the budget. If Mitch McConnell would sign the budget and Trump vetoed it, then Mitch McConnell could overturn it and the budget would be passed. Now, why the Senate's not doing it, I really don't understand. That's a little strange.
Because it seems like the culture in Washington now is just constant
well,
petulance.
Well, my worry, I don't really care if there's a wall or not, but what I do worry about is you got to open the government at some point. Because national parks are in trouble, people's health is going to be in trouble, people's welfare in the sky is going to be in trouble, and people are going to go without money, and that's not going to go forever.
It's going to emphasize, too, the fact that we depend on our government. A lot of people, in the past, you know, all they do is badmouth the government until the government shuts down. Oh, where's our money? Where's our aid?
The government will start crashing down because the economy, less money flowing into the economy is eventually going to cause a big, big problem. People will eat out less. People will not be buying things. People will not make their car payments. It's going to be a big problem.
I haven't looked at the stock market lately. How's it reacting to all this?
I think so far okay, but December was not a good month for the stock market. People
not
lost
at all.
A lot of
yeah.
dough. So, I tell you what, we're going to get the forecast from Ben Gelber, then we're going to come back and talk about something other than politics. Thank God. Stay tuned. We do have a little bit of a winter storm here headed for Marion, and joining us via telephone, WCMH TV meteorologist Ben Gilbert to help us sort all this out. Ben, what's coming tomorrow?
Hi, Scott. It looks like a light snowfall for Marion County. It'll be heavier if you're traveling south and southwest. I think west central Ohio will be hardest hit with 4 to 6 inches of snow, including Dayton, Springfield, and points west. We'll see generally amounts of 2 to 4 inches in the Columbus area and much of the remainder of central Ohio, but Marion would be at the lighter end of the 2 to 4 inches just because of the track of the storm from what we call the Arklatex into the Tennessee Valley, and then starting to curl a little bit to the east-southeast toward the mid-Atlantic coast. So I would think a light snow mid-morning, and it will continue on and off past midnight. So there's going to be a lengthy period, maybe 12 hours or more, if not steady snow, fairly continuous snow, but the amounts will be relatively light. But considering a winter where we've had almost no snow, this will still be pretty significant for Marion County, and especially as you go south and southwest of Marion County.
Is there any snow following this storm, Ben, in the near future?
I don't see anything, Scott, of significance for at least another week. Possibly next weekend. That's pretty far off. There could be yet another southern storm, and that can go either way, rain or snow. But the main concern here is going to be for travel. We're not really adapted to other years. We've had already multiple coverings of snow where the roads get slick. Temperatures will be about 30 degrees, so everything's going to pretty much stick day and night. So the main thing is just, you know, increasing that distance between you and the car in front of you, maybe having a safety kit and blanket in your car if you get stuck, all the things that we traditionally remind folks to do and be prepared. And obviously don't travel if you don't have to. Now you have plenty of time to get shopping or errands done today and even for a few hours tomorrow morning before the snow picks up. So not a major storm, not least for the northern portion of Ohio. A few inches is pretty typical and should happen multiple times in a winter. But, you know, traveling south on I-75 or taking 33 or 23 down toward Columbus and then even farther south and west on 71, this is where I think travel will be hampered considerably Saturday afternoon and early Saturday night.
WCMH-TV4's meteorologist Ben Gelber. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too.
Ben Gilbert, there you go. That's the snowstorm for tomorrow. 1 to 2 inches, not very bad. Don't worry yourself. Isn't going to start till 10 in the morning. Now, turning to the real news of the day.
What is the real news?
Well, here's what it is. I watch people in line. And last night, I was in the grocery store watching the person in front of me in line. And she was a young girl. I think she was in college because she had an Ohio University sweatshirt on, like a hoodie. And here's what she bought, because she was buying such a little amount of stuff. She bought Altoids, steaks, wine, and there was something I can't, well, I could say it on the air, but I'm not going to, that, you know.
Contraceptive, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good word for it. So I thought, you know, it was just so obvious where she was going last night or what she was going to be doing. It was unbelievably obvious.
Hey. She's a human.
But I couldn't believe, because it used to be, you to buy things like that, you had to go to a different county. You didn't want anybody to see you.
Oh, geez, there's no shame in any of that.
Boy, apparently not.
There used to be, though, didn't there, Charlie?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my mom always said, if you are too embarrassed to go through the checkout with it, then you're not ready to use it.
Yeah, but Ay-yi-yi.
So that's my benchmark.
Is this what a date night is?
Three children later.
Four children.
But is this what a date night is? Steaks, wine, Altoids, and...
Sounds like a good night to me.
Wow.
Is it? Really? That's a good night for you.
I don't drink, so maybe not the wine part. But.
She seemed like such an innocent girl, too.
What does innocence have to do with it?
No, she looked like one of those, like a church girl. She looked like such a...
Do you think church girls...
I'm
just
don't procreate.
No, I'm sure they procreate, but I wanted to believe this nice college girl who was seemed very clandestine was not going out to do things last night.
Why?
Why did she? I mean, what did the boy bring to the table?
Well, who says it was a boy?
Oh, that's right. It could be an LGBTQ. You're right.
Although well, she probably wouldn't need
it. She wouldn't need the...
probably right. It probably was a boy.
But, I mean, I just had never seen that before. That's what you do. Nobody goes through the checkout aisle with that stuff.
I would.
I'll tell you, it's a taboo.
No.
Yes, it's a taboo. No. I'm telling you, it's a taboo.
No.
I swear
well,
to you,
it's a taboo. Well, then I've broken that taboo. I mean,
so you went through to buy things like that?
Of course. You have to buy them. What are you supposed to do? Sneak out of the store with them?
Oh, I don't know what you do. You go late at night or you find...
Oh, no. People, don't even worry about it. Just...
Well, I'm not saying worry about it. I'm just
do
saying
what you gotta
I thought
do.
This
be safe
nice
out
little
there.
Girl. Yeah, I wanted to be safe.
She probably was perfectly nice.
Yeah.
What does nice
well,
have to do
Well, somebody thought
with
she
it?
Was perfectly nice.
Well,
but it used to be the girl did not do that.
Well, you're talking to the wrong woman here.
I mean, isn't it, Charlie? Am I right or wrong about this?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Let's break down those barriers.
No, the girl didn't used to buy the meal. The boy would buy the steak, and he'd be buying the wine, and he'd be... What are the outputs?
Maybe he did. Maybe he gave her money for it.
Well, I don't know, but...
He was too embarrassed to go through the checkout, and she bucked up and did it.
See, there you go. There you go. Because people thought, well, I just felt bad because I thought this girl is so...
How many girls buy... can you buy Viagra in the... store?
Do they need it?
No.
No,
we don't
girls
have a
don't.
Female Viagra yet.
What? Why would you need female Viagra? I mean, what would that
oh,
do?
Oh, Scott, that's a very long conversation.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really understand female Viagra. Remember who made Viagra popular? It was Bob Dole when he had his prostate taken out.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was one of the first people to say that he took Viagra.
Because they removed his prostate?
When you have no prostate, you're
hey,
in trouble.
Viagra's not going to do you any good without a prostate.
Oh, yes, it will. Yeah, apparently it will.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was shameless enough to say it and put it out there. I think it's important to talk about those things.
But I don't understand what female Viagra would do.
Well, I think it would be less about
women
the physical...
Women don't have a prostate.
No, I think it would be less about the physical aspect... And more about the libido in general.
Yeah, probably.
Well, couldn't
so.
You just get an antidepressant or something?
I don't think that's
I mean,
how
that
it works.
That would be like it'd be like a mind-altering drug.
It's not. Well, it's not necessarily just the mind is a part of it. Females are a complex thing.
Yeah, but no, hold on a second. But Viagra is strictly physical. I don't think it does anything to your mind.
No, obviously, the female Viagra would have to be something
mind-altering
sort.
Yeah,
yes,
a,
but there has been talk of
shock
female
treatment.
Viagra.
I don't even know what that would be. Anyway, the segue is Charlie. Oh, you man. And I were talking about this the other day, The Bachelor.
Oh,
yeah! Isn't this the stupidest thing I've never seen the show. Honest to God, never watched the show, but I know all about it now because apparently there's a 26-year-old former football player who's a virgin. And apparently, that's just unbelievable. You watch The Bachelor, Brandy?
No. I have watched it before because one of my one of the men who taught at my school was on, I think, The Bachelorette, not The Bachelor. But he was one of the contestants on The Bachelorette. So I did watch it briefly just to get a window into that mind.
Yeah, but do you really believe, though, that this football player is a virgin? At 26 years
sure.
old?
Sure.
Oh, no.
I've known 26-year-old virgins. And look, I'm not going to shame anybody for whether they are or they aren't. I don't think
please.
It has anything to... Like, that's
listen.
Personal decision.
He's been to the store for some Altoids and steak
oh,
and wine.
Oh, my goodness.
Baloney. Charlie, do
why
you believe...
Why is it baloney?
Do you believe he's really
what's the
virgin?
Altoid for? I mean, that's a pretty...
Kissing.
Oh, is that right?
You don't want to have stinky breath.
Oh.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Charlie's learning.
You're welcome, Mrs. Evers.
Yeah. You tell me what. Do you really believe that this bachelor is a virgin?
Well, I mean, I have no reason not to believe it, so why would I not just take him at his word?
Get real.
What?
Charlie, do you believe it?
No.
What are you pulling up on your...
We're looking at trees. Charlie's phone.
Yeah.
See, Charlie doesn't believe it. He just said no. He doesn't believe that this 26-year-old's a bachelor or virgin. I think
times are different.
Everything today is related to sex. Everybody knows? Here we have all these sex...
I think that's been all of humanity.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it here.
All these sex crimes being committed.
We've done too much politics, so now we're going to start talking about sex.
Yeah. And everything goes back to sex. Everything.
Really?
Yes.
Not
boy,
everything.
Our listenership is about to expand.
I tell you what, if we start getting into this every week...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll be up. Now, tell me, but Charlie, why don't you think he's a virgin?
Because he's a young, viral man.
Darn right.
And
darn right.
Boy,
what
I tell
does
you
that have to do with
I
things?
Predict the women are climbing all over him.
Oh,
again,
swinging
that
the
doesn't
trees.
Have anything to do with it at all. A man is a human being who can make a choice for himself to abstain from anything. He's not ruled by his biological functions. He isn't.
Come on.
There have been plenty of men who have been, and here's the thing, probably some of the men who you thought weren't virgins were, because it's shameful for men to admit it at 26 years old.
Well, that's right. Most men would not admit it.
No.
Yes.
So that's why
I'm
I
defending
think
his virtue.
I think he's a liar because most men would not admit this.
Well, but that's the thing, that the culture is changing. Tim Tebow, right? Tim Tebow came out and
I don't think
got
he
all
was a,
kinds
we
of
did
attention
that story,
for that
Charlie,
kind of stuff.
We've been doing this show long enough. We did that story on Tebow and said he was a virgin, and we didn't believe him either.
Well, but I think it's more accepted now to say, as a man, yes, I'm choosing to abstain until whenever.
On. This guy has been through high school. He's been through homecoming. He's been through prom. He's been in college. He was a football player. Groupies, cheerleaders, bus trips. Into his life at 26. Now, I believe 21, maybe you're a virgin. But at 26, baloney.
No.
Baloney.
The thing is, you know, often I think men are referred to as being the aggressor.
Right.
But that's not always true.
No, women.
There are women who are very...
I met one last night. She goes to Ohio University.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember she bought the steak in the
outdoors? Is that a phone number there?
See, folks, see what I have to deal with.
She bought steaks and Altoids and wine and...
Woman can be a sexual creature. A man can choose to abstain from being a sexual creature.
You
That's
think this
just
guy
the
has
way
just,
it is.
Oh, you think this guy's just been saying no for 8 years?
Sure, why not?
No, but you see what it did?
No. See
all the attention?
That's what it's all about.
All
you're
the
right.
attention it
you're
got?
Right.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Goodness.
You notice, because they have, you're right, they have that little show, The Bachelorette, and you know they never say that the woman's a virgin because you can check that. But you can't really know if a man's a virgin or not.
Right.
How do you check the woman?
They're not, believe me, they are not going to check The Bachelorette.
I bet they
that's
would.
That's a bridge too far. Ew.
If she denied it.
Ew.
Her gynecologist would be on every morning show the next day.
Well, but here's
day.
The thing, Scott. Actually, you can't check. It's not a 100% foolproof system to say.
It's close.
Because there are tampons that
oh, dear
are,
God.
You, there's horseback the riding. There's running. There are so many things that can change that particular
dear God.
Indicator.
Remember Harry Truman's daughter?
Bess. No, that's his wife.
His daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called her a certain name.
I don't. What do they call Bess?
Let me at him.
No. Let me at him?
Let me at him.
No.
I'll go back in time.
Let me at him, Bess?
No, that wasn't the name. I was saying
they,
let me
because
at
they thought for sure
name.
He was she was a virgin.
And she wasn't.
No, they called her the White House blank.
Oh.
Like I said, let me at him. I will go back
no,
in time.
No, that's true. I don't. Why haven't they had a virgin bachelorette? That's why. Because...
I don't know that they haven't. I don't watch the show.
Well, I think it'd make the news. That's all we're talking about now is a virgin bachelor.
Well, that's because you're talking about it.
I didn't hear anything
about it.
Oh, Charlie.
Did you hear the story?
No.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, you did. You brought it up to me.
Yes, this is Charlie's fault.
Yeah, yes. Right.
This Charlie brought this up to me one day.
Well, I hadn't heard anything about it.
But look at when those programs get underway. Doesn't it show them in bed with one another, too?
That's what I say. He won't be a virgin at the end of The Bachelor.
That Bachelor, they've stretched it about as far as they can go without being X-rated.
We'll see how his conviction fares.
Isn't he supposed to be married at the end of the show? Isn't that how this all ends?
It never ends up that way.
No, they do.
There have only been a couple, I think, right? I can't even remember.
How many people do you think on their wedding nights are virgins? I mean, let's be frank here. Very few.
I have no idea. I would not venture a guess.
This is a publicity stunt. We're all talking about it. It was all over the news this week. And you can't really know.
Well, you can't really know. That's why I say you have to take him at his word.
It did its job, though. It got people talking. Yep.
Because everything's about sex, and people love that, and this is a good talking point. But now they all... You notice the women on this show now are... Now he's a virgin. They all want to be, you know, like the first
in line. They want to take away his virginity.
They want to take away his virginity.
Ew.
Oh, man.
No, that's...
Why?
Hey, listen, it's on... That's on the network owned by Disney.
That little fetish needs to die.
People love to do that, though.
Ew.
They had a saying for that for a long time when you took somebody's...
Yeah, I don't...
They called that something.
Ugh.
I still don't know what you were talking about with horseback riding. I didn't catch any of that. But I don't know if that was so out of place in this conversation.
That was directly related to how you can supposedly tell whether or not a woman is a virgin. Gynecologists will debunk that. They will tell you that just through normal daily activity, that particular indicator can be broken. Silence.
Listen, so I'm to believe, now maybe I shouldn't have believed this girl who bought Altoids and steaks and wine.
Would you ask her?
I should have.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I really wanted to. I really wanted to ask her, but I thought it would have been inappropriate.
It would have been inappropriate. She may have punched you.
No, I was going to say, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, well, then she might have thought you were picking her up.
Well, no, she was already obviously going somewhere. She had the wine, she had the steaks, she had the Altoids, she had the things.
Interesting.
Woman, if you are listening, go get them, girl.
She goes to Ohio University. Maybe she was out to find a bachelor.
They got all that down in Athens.
But the question is, is that more appealing to be a virgin, though? Because that's how it's being promoted, the virgin bachelor. Is that like a big thing? Does it matter?
No.
That show, I take those women on that show, they're hanging out of their dresses, and they all, first dates, all they want to do is kiss each other. They want to kiss, they want to start doing whatever God knows. There's some aggressive women on that show.
The Bachelor is a weird sort of situation.
But women keep signing up 20 years later.
And so do men.
It's a moneymaker for the sponsor.
Oh, men. Of course men sign up for that. What? But women, I thought, were supposed to be a little more demure.
No, you're wrong.
Well, apparently they can't
find out. Not anymore.
Is there going to be a virgin bachelorette?
Who knows?
I don't think they'll find one.
Oh, come on now.
Because they have to be a certain age. I don't think The Bachelor would let like an 18 or 19-year-old on.
I've known plenty of people who were virgins well into their 20s.
How old?
In fact...
Who's the oldest virgin you ever knew?
In their 40s.
40s?
And then she finally found a man that she loved and they got married. But she was a virgin till her wedding night. Yeah.
In her 40s?
Yes.
Wow, you don't hear a lot about that, do you, Charlie?
Did she date much?
She dated some, yes, but she was very religious and...
How'd you know she was a virgin?
Well, I didn't check if that's what you're asking.
No, somebody told me one time that they... Did you call her a gynecologist?
No.
Somebody told me once that they were a virgin and they were... Here's what happened. The girl was Catholic and she was dating a boy for a long period of time. And then they had a nasty breakup, and she got married, and she told the guy she was a virgin on her wedding night. And I don't believe it. I think that virginity went out the window a long time ago.
Why? Because she was in a long-term relationship before that?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Yes.
I don't think, again, I don't think that's true.
In adulthood. In adulthood. Not in high school, not in, I mean, I'm talking into like the early 20s.
Well, I like I said, I didn't check, but I, unless someone gives me a reason to mistrust them,
look,
I don't have any
you
reason.
Know, people do lie because of religion.
Well, sure,
they don't want to tell
just
their parents.
Assume that everybody's lying.
Have you ever had somebody's parents tell you that? Well, I know my daughter's a virgin. Oh,
no.
Do you really?
Why would I ever talk to somebody's parents about their child's
parents
sexual
are very. No, you. Parents are very. Here's what happened. People
you live
be,
in a weird world.
No,
Scott.
I don't. I'm telling you, parents want to be their kid's friend, so they think they know everything about their kids. So they think they know that stuff. Oh, I would know if my daughter, and that's one of the big things.
I'll tell you one thing, in this past hour, no one's turned away from the radio.
No, this has been a hot topic, hasn't it?
Riveting.
It is. Well, it is because it's, you know, it's a real topic. It's true. I mean, this is
it
what's
is.
Really
Everybody
going
deals
on
with,
in the world.
Yeah.
Well, that's all there is. If everything is sex anymore, it seems like. And on your television news, how many sex deviants are mentioned, brought up for trial or whatever, in every newscast? And then at the same time, they'll advertise Viagra in between. And it goes on and on. Sex is everything.
Well,
on
another radio station, which was very conservative, that you and I worked for, I hear commercials on there now.
Oh, yeah.
For,
and done by ladies.
I know.
Oh, my husband is so good in bed now. Oh.
Yowza.
I mean, you know what? It's.
Can you imagine 20, even 15, 20 years ago? That would have been a taboo.
What has caused such a need for Viagra? I'm confused about that, because we didn't have Viagra till about 20 years ago.
But look in the newspaper. Every other day, there's a full-page ad for something that is good as, but cheaper.
Yeah, but it used to be taboo, and it's not anymore.
Right.
You're right, and that's the problem. I
like
think it's
I
not
said,
taboo.
God bless Bob Dole.
Bob Dole was the first one who really...
If he did nothing else
cancer.
For the world, he did that.
No, he was a World War II veteran.
Well, I said I if he did nothing
he
else
He did a lot
for
the world.
He did, of course.
But he also
but
was the first person
yes.
to admit using Viagra. But it's actually pronounced Viagra. Everybody mispronounces
it.
It's Viagra. It's Viagra,
but
not
they
Viagra.
Say Viagra
who
in the
says
commercials?
Viagra?
Same people who say aunt.
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. You know, but that's true, and aren't most relationships based in that in the early days? I mean, once you get older, I think it passes a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, goodness, I hope not.
Oh, do you know how many people get married for lust?
Well,
a
yes.
A lot.
Yes, but
a lot.
I hope that's not all relationships. A marriage based on lust is not going to last very long.
No, and that's why you have so many divorces. When the divorce rate's 50%, you got to say something's wrong there.
Well, it's been going down, though.
Why do people go to bars?
I don't know, because I don't drink.
No, but you've been to a bar.
Not since I was a child.
Oh, underage, you were a child?
No, I was not an underage drinker. We lived right down... literally could see the bar from our street, and I would go and sit on the shoulders of this man named Moose, and he taught me how to play darts.
Oh my.
Hey, Moose, here we go.
Oh, Lord.
He taught me how to play darts, and I would sit there, and
Here's what I predict. Before the end of this Virgin Bachelor, which apparently has just started, I think, I believe somebody will come forward and say they've been with him.
Could be.
I'll bet the house on that.
If that creates more attention, yes.
Oh, boy. Why do we have these shows? I don't understand the
fascination.
They're
making money.
He should have never said he was a virgin.
Why? If it's something that he's proud of, if it's a big choice that he made in his life and he said, you know, this is something that is important to me, he has to be forthcoming about that with a potential partner, whether it's on a reality show or not, right? Because it's something that is important to him. Do you not tell potential partners things that are important to you? No, because Scott's relationships are based on lust.
I don't even remember. No, I don't tell anybody anything. Why would you tell somebody that?
If you're going to go on a reality TV show...
Oh, God, this is going to be X-rated.
And you know that show has...
I'm so glad Marge wasn't here today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, she'd have come off.
And you know that show has a reputation for as Charlie said, showing everything but the X-rated part, right? Then if you're committed to sticking to this decision you've made, and maybe that's not, I don't know, because I haven't watched it, I haven't read the news stories.
Committed
maybe it's not
to sticking to it, he's on The Bachelor.
But that doesn't mean that he has to sleep with them by the end. That's not what that means.
Listen,
it may be heading
that
way.
Yes,
it may be heading that way.
You think the producers aren't there? Hey, have a little more wine and
outpoints. They probably are, but that's part of the problem is that we shouldn't, as a society, expect every man to be this, you know, complete sexual beast who's just out to conquer as many women as he can. That's absurd.
Well, nobody said that.
No,
all
but,
I'm saying
but that's
is,
what,
is he's not a virgin.
But that's what the expectation is. If the producers are behind the scenes whispering in his ear, you know you want a piece of that, right?
Is that what they would say?
I don't know.
What did you say?
Keep listening, folks. It just keeps getting better.
Oh, my God. is that the terminology?
You
I
see that,
realize that.
That sweatshirt he's wearing today has a SH on the front of
you
it.
You know what this is, by the way?
Some hot.
That's right.
Some what?
No, you know what this is? Superhost.
Superhost?
Remember Superhost? Our
no.
friend from Marty Allen from Channel 5 WUAB hosted the prize movies.
No, I don't
he's,
remember.
Well, okay, I'll explain it to you during the break. But we're about done. But the point of this whole
oh,
show today.
Really?
Yeah, we're just about
done. By fast.
Charlie, so are you going to carry the sexual talk into your show today?
Probably not.
Oh, God, the ratings would be off the page.
But you are going to go get some Altoids, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the point is, this guy, if this guy is a virgin, he won't be a virgin at the end of The Bachelor.
We'll
I
see.
Guarantee. Why else are they doing it?
You, I don't
you,
know.
They get those cameras in there and the whole thing. It'll be all. You think the girls aren't out for that?
Well, I don't know. I don't.
It's
I don't watch
Bachelor.
The Bachelor. That's creepy to me.
It'll be
why would I
want to
watch
yeah.
somebody else? Ugh,
well, I don't think they show it.
Well, no, but you're watching this whole process and like waiting for that moment. That's weird.
I wonder if
to
they're
me.
Asking him why he's a virgin. I wonder if that's because they always show the dates that they're out on.
Really?
I don't. That's what I. I saw a clip this week, and all I know is all these women were so mesmerized because this guy was a virgin. And I thought, what a bunch of stupid women those are.
Didn't they show him with his shirt off?
Oh, yeah, well, of course. He's already got his shirt off. It's hey, you know what? That show is pre-recorded. I bet he's not a virgin now.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Charlie, again, do you think he's a virgin?
No, I don't think so.
Me either. No. Brandy,
I think it's all...
I've been voted off
you've
the island.
Voted,
I'm not getting
off.
A rose
you're
this week.
You're not getting a rose because you think that this
I'm always
kind of
the villain on this show.
Naivete. Well, we didn't talk about Trump this week, folks, too much.
No, we did too.
Not
for
much.
The wall.
Except for the wall.
Yeah.
This guy should build a wall around him because those women are going to be trying to jump that wall. You'll find about walls. Charlie, you're up next.
Oh, really?
Weather reports
oh, my
and
land,
trivia.
Yes.
You've got a lot of food to give away. And we'll be back next week. And, oh, somebody's going to have to explain to Marge what we talked about this week. Oh,
can you imagine
God.
We had Viagra to give away?
What kind of trivia question? Who first used Viagra? Oh, God.
Is it pronounced Viagra or Viagra?
Viagra.
Viagra.
Come on. We got to get out of here. This is awful. Bye-bye, folks. We're sorry. Clean your ears out with soap.
Apartments located on Fairfax Road... offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry.